There's bipartisan agreement that the VA is failing hundreds of thousands of veterans who have waited months to get care. Some Republican lawmakers and two prominent veterans groups have called for the resignation of Shinseki amid reports that dozens of veterans died while awaiting care at a Phoenix VA hospital.
Clearly there's been a failure.
That's Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith, who says the VA needs a shakeup.
If he can get in the next few months and get to the bottom of it and some heads roll and we see some improvements, then I would have confidence. If we don't see anything happening and it's just a matter of, you know, oh my, what are we going to do? Then clearly that would breed a lack of confidence.
With such a large military presence throughout Virginia, lawmakers in the Commonwealth are keeping a close watch on developments at the VA. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman is on the Armed Services Committee. He says the buck stops with leaders in the VA.
It has to start at the top from there on down. So I want General Shinseki to be held accountable.
Unlike a growing number of Republicans, Whitman says he hasn't lost faith in Shinseki. He says he'd rather press him for answers and a timetable than push him out.
And making sure we have attainable and reasonable efforts to make sure that this is being taken care of. And those include milestones.
Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says Shinseki has made progress on his goal of eliminating the backlog by next year.
There are problems with the delivery of health care in the VA system. But if there's anybody who's rolled up his sleeves and tried to tackle those problems, it's General Shinseki. I mean, he's reduced the backlog by 44%, and I can tell you in terms of constituent work, I noticed that.
Still, hundreds of thousands of veterans remain untreated, and lawmakers in both parties are losing patience, with many saying they're waiting for an inspector general's report on the VA before casting judgment. Connolly says a part of the problem is the system is being flooded.
Yeah, the system is being overwhelmed with Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Now, that's not an excuse for not getting it right, but I am impressed that General Shinseki has made this his life mission, and I think he's maybe the wrong person to be blaming for the ills that have plagued the VA healthcare system for a long time.
Connolly says instead of pointing fingers, Republicans ought to plus up the VA's budget.
Some of its resources and some of it obviously is some of the problems that were built up in the previous administration still are going to take time to eat into.
Northern Virginia Democrat Jim Moran says calls for Shinseki to step down are premature.
That's just finding ways to blame somebody associated with the Obama administration. That's nonsense. Work with them to fix it. That's what General Shinseki wants to do.
And Congressman Griffith adds the answer to the backlog may not even come from Washington.
It's a question of creating an environment within the individual hospitals to do what's right. And yes, senior management out of D.C. can affect that, but more importantly is making sure you have the right people in the individual hospitals.
Shinseki has ordered an audit of every VA clinic in the nation ahead of facing what's expected to be a tough round of questioning at Thursday's Senate hearing. I'm Matt Lasley.